Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ. Today is awesome because we have audio for Am I the Jerk.
Oh, yeah.
That you got when you were out and about at the surprise Machine Gun Kelly show on Wednesday, didn't you?
Over at Shane Call, yeah.
You sent me this video. I was dying because Megan says it with her chest. Megan from the South Side. You're going to hear all this, guys. She wanted to know if she was the jerk for leaving her boyfriend.
In Chicago.
Oh, girl.
Not just leaving her, but no, she left him in another state away to come to the MGK show. And, I mean, Lord have mercy. I overheard a little bit and I went, huh? And she went, oh, I got an Am I the Jerk for you, DZ. Listen to this.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Megan. I'll be the judge.
She says she got an Am I the Jerk for us. What you say, Megan?
Me and my boyfriend work in Chicago and he's working at O'Hare Airport. And I left him with no ride home to try to get in the MGK concert. Am I the jerk or not?
Or no? Do you need to be anonymous?
No, let it be known. Megan Bellingham, baby, Milwaukee all day, Southside.
She said, no, baby.
Megan, let it be known.
Southside. Oh, my God. She's funny. Okay, so she said it with her chest.
Yeah.
Megan, what the hell? You left your boyfriend, though, in Chicago? Why? Dude.
So they both
That's
work
crazy.
At the airport, mm-hmm. right?
At O'Hare.
At O'Hare.
So they go together. They carpool, whatever.
They commute together. And when the opportunity arose for her to dip on him for an MGK show, she ain't even bat an eyelash. She hit it and went, all right, you'll figure your way out home, right? Right? Right?
I think she's a jerk for leaving him, don't you? Come on. You left your boyfriend in Chicago?
Like, okay.
I'm not saying we need him. I'm just saying if it were reversed.
Okay. I hear you. But hear me out.
Okay.
Possibly, how many times are you going to get a chance to see a secret show like that? I mean,
fair.
Shank Hall,
and I
small,
will say, Machine intimate. Gun Kelly, whether you're a fan or not, is an A-lister, okay?
He's very famous
right now, so, period. But
he's been around so long, his drummer has fans.
Fair enough.
You feel me?
Fair enough.
People be like, Rook, what up?
They know their names.
They know their name. He's transcended some of the times, and he's moved up in the world.
They shorten his name, and people know what it means. A lot of when they say MGKs, a lot of people know what that means. That's impressive.
Not everybody, but
a lot of people know.
He doesn't even like being called Machine Gun anymore.
Yeah.
But I digress. Right. Is it jerky? A tiny little bit.
Play it one more time. This is Megan. She ran into DZ at the surprise secret Machine Gun Kelly show on Wednesday at Shank Hall. And listen to this.
She says she got an Am I the Jerk for us. What you say, Megan?
Me and my boyfriend work in Chicago, and he's working at O'Hare Airport. And I left him with no ride home to try to get in the MGK concert. Am I the jerk or not?
Or no? Do you need to be anonymous?
No, let it be known. Megan Bellingham, baby. Milwaukee all day, Southside.
phone is blowing up, by the way, I'm sure right
now. I guarantee
it. But Megan, you are wild, girl. I mean, I'm impressed by how she doesn't care. That's impressive.
How long y'all been together? Oh, there's so many things
I need to know.
Whose whip was it, right?
Yeah.
Like, how old are y'all?
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call, because this is crazy. Is Megan the jerk for leaving her boyfriend in Chicago to come back? Oh, man.
What you think? What you think?
She's a jerk, but I don't know. But then I want to get her back, so I don't know. Like, have her back, not get her back. Like, I want to have your back, Megan.
You want to hold her down?
Yeah, I want to hold you down.
I don't want to answer.
I don't either, really. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Megan on the South Side a jerk for leaving her boyfriend at the airport in Chicago where they work at O'Hare because she wanted to come back to Milwaukee to possibly get into the Machine Gun Kelly secret show on Wednesday?
Maybe.
That's the question today on Am I the Jerk? And Mike in Waukesha is hot.
Oh, no. Mike.
Mike.
What's going on?
Hey, she's not a jerk. Come on.
No, she's a big jerk. And I think the age thing plays into this a little bit. Like, maybe if they're real young or something like that, I can see some of these shenanigans. But if if I was that young, and then is it her car or his car that she took?
We don't know. Maybe DZ knows, but
valuable.
He's not going to tell us till the end, since he has a few.
DZ, don't get all wrapped up. Don't get wrapped up in her problem.
But my man.
Like, if that was my car and like my girlfriend took it up there, I'd be all petty. I'd get an Uber up there and I'd take that car back and I'd leave her there then.
Stranded, boy. Oh, you're getting petitious.
Yeah.
But if I was older and that happened, I'd be like sitting at home with a glass of wine and I'd be waiting there. We're having a conversation when we get home. I don't know. So
having a conversation.
I have this picture of Mike in Waukesha just sitting there with a glass of wine on his recliner, like,
Oh, dude, all my buddies give me a hard time.
Welcome home.
I pictured him as a bourbon guy, but wine? Okay.
I don't know. It's the way he said he'd be waiting for her.
A glass of wine, said, oh, sit down. We've got a lot to discuss.
Hello. Welcome back to Waukesha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pinky out.
Pinky out. Mike, you're hysterical. Okay,
straight
so
jerk.
Mike says she's a jerk for leaving her boyfriend in Chicago. All right, Mike. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right, bye.
Later, man.
Wow.
All right, he kicks it off, and I get it. It depends on whose car it is. It depends on age, and it depends on whether you want me to answer those questions for you.
Fair enough. Well, let's go to Julie in Oak Creek, because she's not going the same way, I don't think.
Oh, no, Julie?
Nope, but she got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. We even saw her when we saw her. I don't know why my accent came out there, but we saw her at the Oak Creek Parade from 4th of July. Hey, Julie.
Morning.
Hey.
All right. You heard Mike. He said she's a big old jerk for leaving her boyfriend in Chicago.
Nope, not the jerk.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, you want to argue a little bit? Why? Why you say not the jerk?
Yeah, why? Huh?
He's a big boy. He can put on his big girl panties, figure his stuff out, and guess what? She probably gave him a little something-something when he got home to make up for it.
Assumptions.
Hopefully.
You're assuming. It depends on, Julie, it depends on how long they've been together, okay? Let's be real.
I mean, well, if they're riding to Chicago to work together,
they're,
I hope
they're probably new. Yeah, you're right. They're still
new.
Riding together?
No, I figured they had been all the way to Chicago for work.
Wanting to be with your spouse all the time feels like a new thing to me.
I feel like this once you're comfortable.
Maybe.
I'm not spending all time in the car with somebody I don't know like that.
Yeah.
That's a jerk. She had an opportunity to do something really, really cool.
He's
and an maybe
adult.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
True.
So, yeah, go for it.
It's not like she's leaving him every day.
People said on the text line, they work at the airport. He's got transportation. You guys.
He's going to catch a quick flight. Hey, wait.
Or a train.
You think train?
Bus?
Maybe he caught a quick
bus?
A quick connect flight if they got miles, you know?
Somebody texted and said, Petty Mike is single, huh? You guys are crazy. Stop
Get
it.
Off Mike, man.
All right, Julie, you say
not the jerk.
We're split.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Appreciate
Love
you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Dang. What do you really think? You
know? I think she was. I don't think she should have left her boyfriend in Chicago. But we also get experiences like this all the time. So true. Had you said there was a very big celebrity in a secret show and I might get in, I might leave somebody. I don't know.
You might, you know.
I don't know. It depends on how who it is.
And depending on how locked in the relationship is. If it's new, I don't think you would have left somebody.
Be fine.
Right? But if you've been dating for a little bit, they got it. They're big. They're cool.
Mike in Waukesha said he's married 13 years this year. He wrote in to let everybody know.
That's why he's petty.
Fine. Go to Luciano in Milwaukee. Luciano, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great. It's now that we're talking to you. Listen, you're the tiebreaker. How do you feel about that? Is she the jerk for leaving her boyfriend at the airport in Chicago so she could come to this show in Milwaukee? She left him working.
Be honest.
Look, she's definitely the jerk. Who knows? Maybe he got out like a little bit earlier and then he was stuck at the airport waiting for her. You know? But let's say the roles were reversed here. Let's say he went to go see MGK and she stayed at work.
He's a dead man. He's a dead man. Exactly.
But you're also saying she's the jerk for kind of leaving her man.
I did say that. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk if she had the cojones to leave him, get an Uber. That's Beth in West Bend.
Either you get an Uber.
That's going to be an expensive Uber.
Somebody said 100. Not the jerk. At least she informed him.
True.
Informed him, but does she even get in?
Yes. How you think we got the M out of the jerk? She was standing next to me at the show.
Then,
I know. It's a little hard because...
Yeah.
It paid off.
It's not hard, though. It is what it is. I mean...
It was a once-in-a-lifetime, like Julie was saying.
She got in.
She got
into the show, which is crazy.
She achieved her mission.
Had she not gotten into the show, I would really go off on her.
I agree.
I can imagine the talk. Yeah. And they got home after work when she went back from home.
She didn't care. She was on a high.
He might have not been back yet.
She didn't care. He was still in Chicago
waiting for a ride. Who knows?
Said, I'll sleep here and work tomorrow. Screw it.
I'm just going to sleep under the underpass.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I'll just wait for her here tomorrow.
I can't get back to the south side. Damn it.
I only made it to Gurnee. Pick me up in the morning.
I'm at White Castle.
He's mad that he couldn't go with her.
Hey, that would be what would set me off. Be like, dang, could you have waited to see if I could get off work to come too? Like, I want to get into MGK.
Okay, Kat from Franklin texted in. Not the jerk. All relationships are scams. You do you, boo.
Damn. Okay, Kat.
And I didn't even write that and disguise myself as Kat. Thank you very much. Okay? I just want everybody to know that.
Sure? Yeah. Right. It wasn't Allie's burner. It wasn't the burner.
I'm not sure, but who asked you, Luciano?
Luciano. Yeah.
Last time you had that story, the whole time it was you.
Oh, he remembers.
Luciano remembers when I told the... I did the couch? I did this whole Am I the Jerk about was there a stain on the couch, and at the end I said, it was me!
It was me! Fine!
Because I knew if I said it was me, nobody would... I wanted the real answer from the listeners. Today, it's not me, and you heard Megan. That was her voice. That was not me. DZ met her. This is a real story. I have nothing to do with
this. I'll play it again if you want.
Okay.
Megan's getting blown up right now, I'm sure.
Southside Megan.
She's definitely listening.
100%. They're on the way to work. Hopefully the boyfriend's listening too. Because she's a jerk.
They're still together.
Ooh.
All right.
They're going to be acting petty.
Wait, Luciano, now that we have the finale, it's going to be jerk. DZ, what else do we need to know about this? What did you not tell the listeners and I?
So it was her car.
It was. Okay. Okay.
They're in their 30s.
Oh, God.
In their 30s. Not young.
Even worse.
Not young 30s.
Megan.
Yeah, yeah. And she really just, like, left. No situation. Didn't even care. Was like, I really got to go. You a big boy. You going to figure it out. Granted.
How long have they been together? Do we know?
That I don't know. Granted, from my understanding, he was pretty chill about it. He was like, okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really know if he was actually chill about it or if he's just a real chill guy?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. Millie from the South Side texted
deep down, he was pretty upset that she just left him there.
Probably. I would think. Millie said she's a jerk, but I would do the same. Weppa. That's what Millie wrote in on our text line to 414-533-1037. You guys are funny. All right, Lucy, I love you.
Appreciate you, man.
Love you. You guys have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
So they're in their 30s.
They're in their
30s. It was her car. Okay, so we got the update.
They commute, I think, like 2 or 3 days a week.
But that's not bad.
It's not too bad.
It's worth it.
They're familiar enough with the city to where he wasn't 100% struck.
He had friends.
They got friends. They know people. They know their way around. And it's not like he...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
He was going to have too much trouble getting back.
Somebody said that's those born in the 80s, live in the 90s, kiddos. 100%.
Can't disagree.
You just don't care. You just go. You just figure
live.
It out.
You just live.
April in Waukesha texted in, not the jerk. That was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hey, fine. It's jerk, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.